episode 1940, In the Shadow of the Valley.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Hippie Day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And guess what? It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. You know, there is just something precious about making time for God. And unfortunately, we are all so busy. Even when we're quarantined, even when we're told we can't go out, we still shelter ourselves from God. Today, that is not happening, even in the shadow of the valley. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, in the shadow of the valley, there is hope. No one ever expects life to go the wrong direction, but there, God meets you in the shadow of the valley that seems so dark and still, but not a feeling you want to linger long. It's this haunting urge that gnaws at your nerves, leaving you exhausted, thirsty, and brokenhearted. The valley so dark and still, but in the shadow of the valley, there is hope. Did you know that stars can only be seen in the darkness? They shine ever so bright when illuminated by the deep, darkened skies. What's unknown is scary and frightening, the dark. However, what if in the shadow of the valley awaits someone who has already gone before you? The times you feel all alone, the times where you sit swallowed by tears and hurt, do not fear. For I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The shadow brings hope in the darkness, a shimmer of help in your everyday. In the shadow of the valley, you are not alone. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. For God is with you, his rod and his staff. They comfort you. Sometimes life happens, and here you sit wondering why. Why did this happen? Why now? Why me? Answers don't always come easy, but God knows all. Fear does not rule the night or the valley. God placed the stars to bring comfort in the dark. The shadow that scares you may actually comfort you. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. You know, I received a phone call yesterday from my sister. There she shared the news that my mom was in the hospital. Yes, my mom is today in ICU. We don't know exactly what's going on. They're running tests and know it has nothing to do with COVID-19. But if you are one who is a believer, I would ask for your prayers. You know, she would be one who would say, God's got this. In fact, she wouldn't tell anybody if she was hurting. She never wanted to bother anybody. But you know, there's some of us who live only to bother people. What if instead of bothering others and whining and complaining, we actually bothered God? What would happen and what would change in your life if you reached out to him instead of wanting attention or begging for something that really honestly doesn't matter in the big picture of things? The why me question, why my mom? Life happens. We don't always get, nor do we always understand. But you see, God is before all things. And in God, all things hold together. I don't understand why. But I also know God heals. And I know God has gone before my mother. And I know he's got it all under control. You see, she's in Hawaii. And I can't get to her. Even if I was to jump on a plane, I still cannot be there with her. And in all honesty, that's what breaks my heart the most. Is there, she lays in a bed alone. But as I was quickly reminded, God tapped me on the shoulder and said, Christiane, your mother is never alone. Just as he tapped me on the shoulder and said, you are not alone in the shadow of the valley. Maybe you feel brokenhearted. Maybe you feel unheard and unseen in your season of life. Maybe you feel beyond broken, and hope is far buried, deep within the rubble. But I can tell you right now, today, that you have a God who loves you, and he is not leaving you. Yes, you may feel like the valley is very dark, but if you look, I promise you, there is a light that is piercing through the darkness, and it's reaching to you. The question is, are you reaching to the light? Let fear fade into this night, just as the light pierces the darkness. Faith over fear in the shadow of the valley. There God meets you. Sometimes we wonder what's in the dark. We fear what might be around the corner. But did you ever think that because God has gone before you, that shadow can bring you comfort? There in the shadow of the valley, there is hope. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. I love you, Mom. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.